Good afternoon and welcome back into the last half hour of the programme. If you have just joined us, we're talking about animation in the Middle East, and I'd like to just go around the table and reintroduce everyone here in the studio. Of course, Rama Chakaki of Baraka Ventures. Good afternoon to you, Rama.
Hello.
Let's go the other way around this time. We're joined also by James Holmes, who's the spokesperson for Rubicon Group Holding. Good afternoon to you, James. Okay. Next to James is Arafat Ali Khan, Director of Public Relations at Extra Cake PRA. They're also the organisers of the Middle East Film and Comic Con. Nice text came from earlier from Stewie for you, Arafat, saying the MEFCC was a landmark event. There were such diverse cultures all bonded together by a common love of anime and comics. I was so proud to be part of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice. We've been getting a lot of feedback, yeah. And it's just
so when's the next one?
Oh, well, next year. It's going to be annual.
Every year?
It's
good.
Going to be annual.
Wonderful. Yeah. And so Paula says, Popeye was my favourite cartoon growing up in the UK in the 50s. Much too violent and non-PC.
Mine was Pink Panther.
So oh, yeah. Nice. The slinky nice, Pink Panther.
Yeah. Rubicon actually works on now.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Great.
They co-produce with MGM, Pink Panther and Pals.
Wonderful. Well,
and is that translated into Arabic?
No.
No.
That's in English. And
I wonder what he'd say. Well, actually, he doesn't speak anyway, does he, Pink Panther?
No.
He just has an attitude. He just has attitude.
He doesn't need to.
It's all about the attitude.
It's funny, just off air as well, I must say, everyone's been getting really animated about cartoons and things they used to watch when they were younger. It's always strikes a good discussion. Let's carry on around the table, though, and also welcome Ahmed Darwish and Amar Darbar. Ahmed is the co-founder and creative director of Free Dome Media, and Amar is a producer and a writer, also a co-founder of Free Dome Media. Welcome to you guys. And let's also say hello to Kieran Bartlett, who is Campus Academic Coordinator for the SAE Institute. Welcome.
Good day, thank you.
I'd like to talk about education now, because as we heard just earlier, you know, that Amar and Ahmed, you know, you're always looking for good stories, and you know, looking at, not saying that you are looking, but I suppose the industry is always looking for writers, for people who the next generation of animators and creators.
Definitely.
And as part of SAE, you offer lots of various different courses, don't you?
We do. We've got, specifically talking about the writing, we offer writing courses. We teach our animation students in similar ways to we teach our film students, insofar as you have to, especially if you're going to come up with your own ideas, you know, you need to take that through to a level that's well thought out, if nothing else.
Mm.
And the animators take that through from initial construction of an idea right through to storyboarding and eventual pitch before they'll produce something of great quality.
So what kind of courses do you offer?
So in animation, or animation specifically, it's a bachelor's degree. We offer a bachelor's degree in film, another in audio, and one in web. We're soon to offer one in games. And
you can get a bachelor degree in creating games.
That's the one. It's going to be a bachelor of science in games production.
So. You can actually earn money being a gamer.
Oh, just yeah, I bet.
A lot of money from games.
That's a lot of money too. Yeah.
It's a gigantic industry, and one we'll definitely.
We're taking over the world.
Soon.
We are.
The best part is that all of these industries are very closely tied together. I mean, if you're talking games, you've got animators working on every model. You've got the film guys working on the cutscenes that go in between. You've got the web guys working on the social media and everything that goes around that. It's a really a combined industry, and you won't find too many people who don't have contacts or contact with people in each of these industries.
Just Rubicon, actually, but you do games as well, don't they?
I think to bring in an example, Rubicon's just signed a deal with a IP in the UK, a toy range called Monsters in My Pocket, and they're just little models, but now what Rubicon will do is take that IP and translate it into DVDs, onto TV, into social media, and in games.
Gosh.
Applications on the iOS.
Wow.
So that's just your perfect example of how all the departments of Rubicon will work together in collaboration and integrated on one IP, or they can develop their own IPs. For example, RGH Games develops applications such as Math Mage and Taqua Shireen for, you know, Android and Apple.
So it's all interconnected. And what about Amar and Ahmed? Any thoughts about getting into gaming at all?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not into gaming.
I'm going to stick with it.
We're not good gamers.
they're closely related, but the industries are quite different. Swapping from film-related animation to game-related animation requires a large step. So.
I suppose that's why it's completely separate course, isn't it?
Similar skills, but different focuses.
Now, you mentioned, I think it was Ahmed or Amar mentioned 3D as well. Do you do a lot in that?
Actually, most of our course is focused on 3D. You find you get the occasional students through who are extremely 2D focused, but with the areas that we push our students to, or we train our students for, it's definitely for the 3D over the 2D.
Does that mean, do you think we're going to, is it sort of like digital cameras over film cameras? I mean, are we never going to, do you think that's going to be the death of
I don't think so, to be honest. You're seeing a big resurgence in 2D, 2D gaming in particular of late, but 2D animation as well. The problem is what looks 2D on the TV and on the screen, maybe 3D in the background, and you just don't know about it.
Oh, I see.
There is again, a lot of the skills are shared between the two sort of areas,
right.
and while we teach both areas at the college, we do focus on the 3D specifically because that's what most people are interested in.
Now, it's interesting about SAE as well, because I understand that you've just teamed up, or you're working also with now Tadrib, which is part of 2454, which is I think they're focusing on cartoon creation, aren't they?
We got bought out by 2454 and by Tadrib specifically actually it was about a year ago now. And they do have some of their own animation partners, Cartoon Network.
Cartoon
for
Network,
example.
Yeah.
They've also just started. They've partnered with Ubisoft and have a gaming academy down there as well. So.
I mean, this is happening here in the region. I think it's quite incredible, actually.
It is. But I have a question about early education. I mean, a lot of the US animators start in high school. Some of them start as early as middle school.
Yeah.
How do we do? I mean, is it done here? Because the education system is a lot more stringent here.
Yeah, look, it's not. I mean, it's not part of the high school curriculum. You don't find too many places where you can do this unless it's rolled into an arts an arts course or something like that.
Uh-huh.
The way that students tend to get into it is through short courses. So, we offer the same at SAE in that students can do a course that may take their holiday period, or they may take some afternoon classes or night classes rather, where they'll learn how to do some graphic design or some basic animation, something like that.
From what age? Sorry.
Sorry?
From what age can you go?
Well, we have students ranging, and it depends on the course that you offer.
Yeah.
It's not always a good idea, or it's generally not a good idea to put, primary school kids with adults, just simply because of the differences in learning methods. Courses can be tailored for anyone is what it comes down to.
Are you seeing more uptake by younger audiences?
We get quite a few short courses that run for the animation course, the visual courses. So graphic design and animation, particularly, we've just started a course recently in the 2D skills, the drawing skills, that got a great reception. So lots of students coming through. I think there's a lot of interest in the region, and it's just a way of. I mean, we have to find out who we can get. I mean, you have to pull in whoever you can get.
I mean, it's interesting. That you mentioned that actually, because that's sort of where the idea and the platform for MEFCC came into being, is because we saw so many of these young people that are so talented when it comes to either animation or art or writing or whatever, and they wanted to do something with this, but they had nowhere to go. Who did they ask? Who did they speak to? And that's where sort of we came in and said, okay, let's create this platform where people can come together and a potential writer can meet an animator, or an artist can meet a publisher. We had people from all ages. I mean, from 6 years old all the way to the 50s and 60s. We had families, all dressed up as Batman. It was lovely.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we had Batman, Batwoman, and Batbaby, all together, one family.
So cute.
It was amazing to see, these sort of things. And some of the, the feedback we did get, and some of the people we saw coming in,
Surprised that it was so big?
We knew that there was this want in the region. We knew that.
Yeah.
What we didn't realize is how much
right.
of a desire there was, because we were, I mean, there were traffic jams, you know, trying to get to the venue.
That's great.
Within 2 hours of the opening day,
amazing.
The place was packed. There was no place to move, which was great for pictures, but people were just like, oh, we need more space. And we were like, yes, it was the first show, you know. So it was lovely. And I was just talking to the guys from Freedom as well, that what we want as well is to give these younger people, or whoever it is, young or old, to have the ability to come and meet people who've actually done this as a career. You know, they've struggled. They've, you know, gone through. They struggled for, what, 2 years, you guys said, you know, to try and get the contacts they needed and things like that. But hopefully, by building this platform, they can talk to, you know, Mohammed Harif from Frege, potentially these guys, you know, come in and inspire them, potentially, you know.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. And it's a really great networking possibility, isn't it, for everybody. We're going to take another quick break into the last segment of the program. Loads more questions, though. We'll be back after this.